Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
6:37, good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hello.
Some kind of damn moron.
Yes, absolutely.
So stupid. So dumb.
That's my power.
Make sure you stick around. We got some giveaways coming up here a little bit later on the show. We're going to take a full look at your forecast. But right now, let's do some rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Bring Me Horizon European Tour kicked off last night, featuring the live debuts of Mantra and Wonderful Life, the two songs from their upcoming Amo album, sorry, that already has videos. The album comes out on January 11th. Metallica's acoustic show and auction on Saturday in San Francisco raised $1.3 million for their All Within My Hands Foundation. See, they don't just keep all the money themselves.
Pretty much. How much of that did they give away?
They gave away all of it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they said they raised $1.3 million for there. They didn't keep any of it.
I think they kept a little bit of it.
You know what? You don't vote. You don't like you're
no, I love Metallica.
You're a commie bastard.
I just feel like I got to buy everything
You know who else bitches about Metallica? Commies.
Yeah.
Canadian trio Triumph will be the subject of a feature-length documentary produced by Banger Films, which has previously made ones about Rush, Iron Maiden, and Alice Cooper. I love Triumph. They are fantastic. We may have to throw them on the morning show sometimes. Oh, good stuff.
There you go.
Good stuff. Lastly, our Michigan boys, Greta Van Fleet, recently sat down in an interview. And for the band that, for better or worse, has gotten a lot of Led Zeppelin comparisons since they burst onto the scene early last year, Greta Van Fleet has a few things in common with the British quartet from a half a century ago. When guitarist Jake Krizka, they have a very interesting last name. I hope I said that right. I do my best to try and get it right. But anyway, he spoke to some people recently about the band's influences and made it easy to imagine why they've taken some musical direction and the area that they've been. Here's what he had to say about it.
The things that inspired us, there's a lot of blues, and there's a lot of folk. There are certain archetypes, like with literature, certain things like that that affect our work, and certainly things that, like our father, Josh, and Sam, my father, we used to read us Lord of the Rings before we went to bed when we were younger, and we read them all, and so that's something that ties in artistically with anything that we do musically.
If you listen to their songs, you see some of the artwork and everything, you could definitely pull the references out of that.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. But and don't forget that their album, The Anthem of the Peaceful Army, is out now. That's your rock news. We'll be back.